Psalm 25, Preface. That which is good and needful, many remember least and do last, and that which is vain and harmful, many remember most and do first. There is nothing better and more needful than to watch unto prayer in true humility and faith. But this many leave undone, and rather, day after day, revile God and take his name in vain. In the place of praying, their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. From such withdraw thyself, and sit not where the ear is insulted with the revilings of the mockers. And as the forgiveness of sin, preservation in faith, and the final deliverance from all evil are indispensably necessary for our salvation, therefore let us every day, with heart and soul, call upon God graciously to forgive us all our sins for the sake of Christ's bitter suffering and death. Day after day, let us implore God not to remember the sins of our youth and our transgressions. By his Holy Spirit, henceforth, to preserve us from shameful sins and vices, to lead us in his ways, to guard us against his and our enemies, and finally to take our souls unto himself by a quiet and peaceable death. Such is the urgent prayer of David in the 25th Psalm. Prayer for Divine Guidance, Grace, and Deliverance. A Psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul, and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Summary. In this prayer, David shows great confidence and boldness towards God because of his divine faithfulness and mercy. From it, we should learn always to bring our petitions before God with a believing and undoubting heart, particularly when we pray for the forgiveness of sin and for protection against the enemies of our soul. God has promised the forgiveness of sin in his Son, Jesus Christ, and has established his promise with an oath. Know, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. Cheerfully should we ask the remission of sin for Christ's sake, never doubting that God will hear and forgive according to his covenant made in baptism. Agreeably to this covenant, we should remember in the days of youth to walk in the commandments of the Lord, avoid the ways of wickedness and sin, that when the snow of age covers our head, our conscience may not be tormented with remorse over a wicked and misspent youth. Prayer. O Lord, our most merciful Father in heaven, be gracious unto us and forgive us our sins. So overrule our lives that we may hate and forsake all manner of evil. Restrain our enemies who would deprive us of our salvation, and be unto us and thy whole church on earth a very present help in time of need. Amen.